Welcome to this episode of Best of the Best with rock historian Mark Platt. Sit back and enjoy the best of classic, current, and the future of popular music. So here we go with Best of the Best. Welcome to Best of the Best and our deconstruction of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The concept of the album was that of an imaginary band creating a program of cohesive music. It was the brainchild of Paul McCartney who thought up the idea, and he sold it to the rest of his bandmates and producer George Martin. The concept is more of a vibe and a general feeling that this collection of songs brings in a non-stop, mind-blowing summer of love kind of way. This album changed forever the way people looked at this kind of music. It went from being ritual dance music to art overnight. The Beatles gave everyone permission to expand their minds and the way they approach making music and art in general. Everyone immediately stopped what they were doing and listened to this record when it first came out. The album begins with the title track Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It sets the tone with the audience noise at the beginning. You could tell right from the start that there's a harder edge to the sound of the band. They were becoming studio masters at this point. Paul McCartney linked that opening number singing the name Billy Shears, which was the pseudonym for Ringo Starr, to sing with a little help from my friends. This was one of the last tracks that was equally co-written by Lennon and McCartney. It was specifically written for Ringo to sing, and he still sings it to this day in his live act. Let's check out the first couple of songs on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
What do I do when my life
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is one of John Lennon's contributions to this album. It was based on a drawing by his little son Julian regarding a little girl at his class at school. There are many Lewis Carroll references in the song. When you think drugs and Beatles, this is the song that comes to mind. It is brilliant and beautifully realized. George Martin should be given a lot of credit for helping John Lennon and the band shape this track. Let's take a little listen to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
We'll be right back.